Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
In this episode, we share our key lessons of 2023 and welcome in 2024.
2023 was a year of highs and lows, and we offer our insights of how it helped us grow personally and professionally. We hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift a lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to the first Midlife Mentors podcast of 2024.
Hello, I'm Claire.
I'm James.
You forgot to say that. You always do that.
It's been a hot minute, hasn't it, listeners? We had the best intentions to get this podcast on
about 3 weeks ago,
pre-Christmas, and then between Christmas and New Year. But we have been hammered by illness of various kinds.
We really have.
So that's thrown us slightly off course.
We really have.
Hence, we're very late with this podcast.
I got sick the week before Christmas, and I said, yeah, let's do this podcast. We're going to talk about each the three things that we have learned from 2023. And all good intentions, that didn't happen the week before Christmas because I wasn't well. And then I kind of improved. Then Christmas Day came, Boxing Day, we just went downhill massively. So at 8 days, we've been taking ourselves to the sofa, watching an enormous amount of TV, too much. I mean, it's just been ridiculous, the amount of TV we've watched. And then back to bed, and that's it.
It was a thrilling New Year's Eve, wasn't it? We were in bed by 8 o'clock.
It was a thrilling New Year's Eve. I know so many people have had this. If you have had this as well, it's been really epic. I would say, well, both of us would say, when we had that nasty thing called COVID a few years ago, it was bad, but it went quickly. This has just been lingering on and on and on. But we have turned a massive corner today. I feel like today's the first day of our 2024. We went for a sunrise walk over Primrose Hill, which was just gorgeous. And personally, I'm not as exhausted as I have been. So we're really excited to be back, guys. We really, really are. Sorry we've left you for so long, but we can't wait to share our three. So James is going to do three. I'm going to do three. And we're going to take it in turns of our key things that we learned in 2023.
We are. Well, I guess mine is, like, sometimes things don't go as planned or happen in the time scale you're expecting them to. But I've learned to actually relax into that and go, okay, that's fine. So that's not about having an excuse to take your foot off the gas, but just, you know, realizing that sometimes the path isn't as always straightforward as it might seem. So it might just take a little while and a little meandering to get there. And that's been a big lesson for me.
I think that would be called patience, wouldn't it, as well?
Yeah, it's more patience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely one of mine as well. And I know some of you have listened to our podcast for a really long time. You'll know it's been splattered throughout some of the podcast episodes we've done that 2023 wasn't exactly how we'd planned it. There's lots and lots of stuff that went on that kind of thwarted many efforts that we had, like a lot of groundwork that we'd put in 2022, actually. I agree with that one 100%. A little bit of not actually fretting when things aren't happening as quickly as you'd hoped.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
So let's hear one of yours.
So one of mine is actually about community. I didn't understand for a really long time. We've been heads down being online entrepreneurs. We were kind of forced into being online entrepreneurs when COVID happened. We obviously ran our retreats, in-person retreats, for so many years, and no one could travel, and we wanted to do online stuff, and we were already, but I think that was kind of like really forced on us. And for some reason I didn't actually put my head up and take a breath for about 3 years, and I realised that I was actually feeling quite down and isolated, even though that I've got James here, kind of just working in your own flat all the time, not putting yourself out there, not going to networking events, not meeting friends, not going and making new friends, not going and doing new things. I mean, the amount of new things I did last year was just amazing. I went to loads of networking events. There's been lots of amazing opportunities that came up in 2023 just because I started putting myself out there a bit more. So actually, I learned that I absolutely thrive. I mean, I'd completely forgotten. I thrive off human connection. I thrive off being around people and feeling their energy and vibing with people. So that was a massive one for me. And it really brought my energy up. It really helped me feel more excited about the future of the business. So that was definitely my top one.
And I like that one as well, because we did get out and start networking more, I think, in the second half of the year.
Mm.
And it was really inspiring to get out there, meet people, see what everyone else is doing, just have, you know, meetings for the sake of meetings, making new connections.
Well, we did that in America.
And got new opportunities as well.
Well, we did that in America, didn't we? I think the month of America where we were travelling around, not only are you putting yourself in new situations and new places, but you're meeting such a variety of people. And that makes you feel alive, because that's what we are supposed to do as human beings. We are supposed to do that. So I would always say to you, if you are feeling low, I did a reel on this on TikTok, and it actually did super, super well. I feel like lots of people really resonated with me saying this. But if you are feeling low, if you are feeling depressed, actually ask yourself, is it because I'm not going out there and putting myself out there enough? Am I not connecting with people enough? Because actually, it really, really is so, so important for our mental well-being.
Mm. So my second thing was actually, this is the first year that we took a holiday. We took not one, but two.
Yes.
And it really brought home to me the importance of having that time out, to take your foot off the gas, to move to a different kind of mindset, emotional space, just to be away from work. And how regenerated that I felt and we felt from that.
Mm.
So, yeah, time out was another big lesson for me, taking time out and the benefits of it.
Yeah, and I think, again, that comes with when you're entrepreneurs. You get fooled into this stuff. It's like an either or, but actually it's an and. It's not an either or, it's an and. We can have... We're fooled, especially in today's like digital world. We see so many coaches online saying, you know, you've got to fight. You've got to get up before everyone else. You've got to be working, grinding all day. You can't take a break. And actually, quite frankly, that's what our life was like for such a long, long time, especially when COVID happened. And actually, it's the complete opposite. Unless you take time out, you can't fully give yourself properly to your business. You can't have the right energy. If you haven't got joy in your life, how can you build a really, really thriving business without that? It's not an either or. It's an and, I think, is what we decided.
Exactly that, yeah.
So another one of mine is, this is really big, because I actually remember the moment that I had this conversation with James. And actually it was around November, beginning of November time. Sometimes the bravest thing and the most courageous thing you can do is to walk away from something or someone. In this case, it was something. It was something that we had invested a shit ton of money in, a shit ton of time. I mean, like, we're talking months and months and months and, like, tons of money. We had invested so much. And I remember James and I having, like, a business meeting outside our flat. We went and... we were working through how we were going to make it work, like how we were going to, what we needed to do, what tactics, what strategies we needed to do. And I just remember looking at him in the eyes and I was just like, actually, James, we need to stop. We need to quit this now. We need to walk away from this now. We cannot salvage this. And actually, what's the pros and cons of salvaging it, and how much time is it going to take to salvage this just because we've invested so much money? Sometimes the best, most courageous, bravest thing is to say, do you know what? I put my hands up. It's not that I'm defeated. it's not that I'm quitting. It's actually when you look at the time spent, the energy spent on trying to make this work, is it really worth it? Or do we just say, look, cut our losses. It didn't work. It didn't happen. Let's just put it to bed now and move on to something that is going to work. You know, we can't do anything about it. That is done. We can't change the situation. But what we can do is just make a decision right now to stop trying to fix something that is pretty broken.
And yeah, I remember that. And it was a really courageous decision that we took there. And very worthwhile, though, because I know it's already paying dividends, because we can re-establish our focus in a different direction now. So that's the thing. You've always got to think, if you're following a certain path, it's always going to take you a certain amount of energy. And it's not saying you should give up. I mean, we gave a lot to that, a lot. But yeah, it's also recognising when something's not working, despite all the tweaks and things you throw at it, and just decide, actually, you know what, let's just pivot and change direction and put our energy somewhere else, because it's going to get us better results.
Yeah, walking away sometimes is the most courageous thing we can do, rather than keep doggedly going at something that's going to strip you of all your energy, time, energy and money. What's your next one?
Well, I think...
just your final one.
Yeah. So I think 2023 was the year I finally, hopefully, got over my shiny object syndrome. So this has been me all the way through. I'm always looking for new ways to do things. I'm always dazzled by, you know, this approach, that approach, this methodology. But I realised that, yeah, there might be 101 different approaches out there, but not all approaches work for all people. Just pick something and stick with it, being consistent till you get the results. So that was my takeaway from 2023. And that means that going into 2024, my big thing is just focus and consistency.
And this is so true of like health as well, right? We can do this whole this whole shiny object thing when it comes to fitness and well-being. We can think, oh, it's not working quickly enough, it's not, you know, I'm not feeling as healthy as I wanted to, the weight's not coming off as quickly as I wanted it to, and something that I did back there, you know, years ago worked quicker, I'm going to switch back to that, even though it actually didn't work consistently for a long time and it wasn't sustainable. And I think, you know, that's something that I've definitely learned as well. It's definitely last year, it's about being really consistent with something and not keep looking at other alternatives, because we're in this quick fix society, aren't we?
Yeah.
Where we're told that things should happen really, really fast in business, in weight loss, in everything. And I think actually just understanding that you get out what you put in, and to really ask yourself, am I really, really putting the consistent effort into this before I jump ship, before I go for the next shining object? Am I really, really investing in this? Have I done all I can to make this one work?
Exactly that.
Sorry, my throat's getting a bit dry here.
We're both still coming out that sick note phase.
I'm sorry to have coughed in the microphone. My final one is, it doesn't matter how bad things are, we always, always have a choice about how we view them. And I think this is something that we talk about a lot, but it's been so, so important for me to remember that. It's allowed me last year, where we had lots and lots of obstacles, to actually be quite calm in the storm of things and just know that unless I see this as an opportunity, I'm going to fall down and I'm going to stay down. Like, I have a choice. I either see this as something that's going to break me, or I see this as something that is an opportunity. And I am very blessed that it doesn't matter at the time whether I just think that this is the worst thing that's happened and it's a nightmare and we've lost this money and we've lost this time or whatever. Actually, what's the opportunity in this? How have I grown? What kind of person have I become because of all these things that, you know, happen, not only just last year, but throughout my life? You know, what person have I become? And I have to say, 2023, I've done so much like deep inner work. I hate that, deep inner work. But, you know, like deep inner healing of what needed to be healed because of those things that happened. If those things hadn't happened and it had all been hunky-dory and everything was fantastic, then I wouldn't have had to dive deeper into my own healing and really understand what makes me tick, what really makes me feel at home in my own skin. And coming home into my own skin has definitely been a resounding win and a success of 2023, but that wouldn't have happened unless we'd have had all of these obstacles coming up. So that, again, I knew that anyway, but it just really solidifies, you have to have that mental attitude, you have to have that understanding that all of this is meant to be, and there is some path, there is some route that you don't know about yet, that the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, is actually taking you towards. And I think that trusting and that surrendering and that acceptance really, really served me very, very well last year and has made me much more resilient and much more excited about going into 2024.
We are excited about 2024, aren't we?
Yeah, apart from the fact that we're both trying not to cough.
I know. But we will get over this. We're in another 48 hours and we're through this.
Yeah. Well, I can already feel, it's really interesting, isn't it? When you're sick, and we had so many plans scheduled for work stuff at the end of 2023, so many other things other than doing this podcast. And I just think, you know, the reality is you do get low. You're like, oh, I don't feel very well. I've got all of these exciting things I want to do, and we're thwarted yet again. But again, it's about seeing the opportunity in that. And there are so many, like the last couple of weeks, I've had some really amazing ideas. You know, just being able to have the time to really sit with myself and not be able to do anything else. There's been some really profound things that have come up for me, and really creative ideas that have come through that actually, if we kind of go, you don't create the space for those to come in. So I'm blessed with that as well. So very, very excited that today I can feel my soul feeling lighter,
lifting
and feeling lighter, and being very, very excited about 2024, the people that we're going to become in 2024, the amazing things we're going to do, the amazing people we're going to help,
clients we're going to help. And exactly. Speaking of which, you know, we will be kicking off a new intake of our Midlife Reset program this month in January. It is truly a life-changing program. Client messages over the Christmas period saying the results are astonishing in mind and body.
Yeah.
So if you want in on that, just drop us an email, team@themidlifementors.com, or, you know, use the website to book a call in with us.
Yep.
We'd love to speak to you. And we'd also love to hear, yeah, what are your lessons in 2023 and what are your goals and ambitions for 2024?
Tell us what your, I mean, we might even do like a 2024 goals for Claire and James, and because actually we just wanted to do the review of 2023. But do share your summary of 2023 with us, your goals for 2024, anything you would like us to talk about on the podcast, we'd love to know, because we want to serve you at the highest level. Also, I just want to mention as well, we are running a retreat at Punta Romano in Marbella. Now, we've been running these for like 7 years, apart from during COVID, but we've been backwards and forwards to Punta Romano. If you don't know, we also have a business called 38 Degrees North. That's, if you're looking on the web, on the old interweb, 38 Degrees North is all spelled out. So 38degreesnorth.com. You will see there that we've had like 12 years now of running award-winning retreats. They change people's lives. And these are not our words. They're the words of our clients. If you are looking for a reset, coming into 2024, where you understand the tools and techniques to really, really regain control of your body, your mind, and your life, and your soul, and really walk away with stuff that's going to help you sustain this for the rest of your life, then we would love to have you. The dates are
1st of February,
1st of February, and it's a three night stay. And as I said, it's at the stunning, stunning Punta Romano Resort and Spa. You'll have the most out of this world time, and you will come away having your life changed. So I'll put in the show notes, I'll put the link to that, to the retreat. But also, as I said, go to 38degreesnorth.com. See all the press, all the client reviews and everything. So we are sending you so much love. Happy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Here's to an amazing 2024, and we'll speak to you next week.
Bye.
Lots of love.
Yeah.
You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.